This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? Would J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher than Mason Martin Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. I am of course, that is my music, Rocky. Join me today, as every week. I was going to say B3 Exponent. He's not here this week. But Mr. 315. You got to wait on that part to come in.
No doubt. What's going on?
Not much, and we are missing 315 today. He's not feeling well, but he's going to call in for Dummies of the Week.
315 is here.
I know. Oh, did I say 315? Yeah. Oh, my bad. B3 Exponent. I can't get that. That's not catchy, though. It's not catchy enough.
You got to say it. You got to keep repeating it to yourself.
You got
to
say it a lot more times.
Yeah, I just.
By the time you get the hang of it, he'll change his name.
Right. He'll make it something else. Which is going to drive me nuts at one point. And also, I want to play that one, sure. Also, joining me today, us in the studio, is Smoochie. He's back again.
Shout out to the Timberwolves, man.
Making the right choice.
Holding that bum Wiggins accountable. Before they give him a dollar.
The Canadian LeBron. What do you think, Mr. 315, Canadian LeBron?
Yeah.
Did you see the tweet?
No. See, we were talking about it. I didn't see. I must have missed this.
He replied, so the Timberwolves are making him reach so many goals, right, to get the money?
Oh, they're saying it's telling to improve?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Shout out to Coach Tibbs. Should have been in Phoenix.
They said to improve.
Do you really want him in Phoenix?
Do you see? Dude, he changes the culture, man.
Yeah, I can't see him in Phoenix.
There's a point with him, though. Does it really? I mean, the Bulls were good, but, man, it wears on you after a while.
Yeah, he runs the superstars to the ground.
Yeah, yeah. They said he was running practices like games. I mean, those practices were crazy from what I heard, from the stories I've heard. And by the time they get to the postseason, they're worn out.
But one thing about Tibbs, I like Tibbs because Tibbs is going to hold you accountable.
Oh, yeah.
He's holding you accountable. I think that's what made Joakim Noah good, because he wasn't. That's what made Jimmy Butler good. That's what made Derrick Rose good.
It's the practices. They probably developed him into that.
Right.
Yeah.
He holds you accountable. You think about it. Bulls get rid of Tibbs. Look at the Bulls.
Yeah, they got rid of Tibbs and shoot. All the players that got, yeah, Derrick Rose went down, and that's another big factor.
But see, he was so used to playing without Derrick Rose. He legit made Joakim Noah relevant in the NBA.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be a bum. I thought he was.
That's very true.
I thought Joakim Noah was. Yeah, you know, the style he plays fit into the way Noah plays. Just because he was unathletic, didn't have an NBA body, weird jumper, bad free throw shooter. But, man, the energy and his intensity, man.
He got Taj Gibson paid.
Yeah, he did.
What he had around him, like the Taj Gibsons, Derrick Rose, the Jimmy Butler. My thing with those Bulls teams, man, they had no outside shooting at all.
None.
That's why Melo didn't go to Chicago the first
time. That's why I wanted him to go to Chicago. Actually, that's where I wanted Melo to go when his contract came up. Because that would have been at that time, that was the perfect fit for Melo. Because the Bulls were so good defensively, you could have hid Melo on defense. All Melo would have had to do was score maybe and play a little defense, but all they needed was just scoring. They needed somebody to put the ball in the bucket. Because that Bulls offense was hard to watch sometimes.
Oh, no, it was brutal.
Oh, my God. It's like, how are they going to score? It's like, man. And Jimmy Butler wasn't Jimmy Butler at that time.
Right.
Well, we got a great show for you today. Yes, we were talking about a lot of basketball. We got a lot of football we're going to talk about today. So I hope y'all are ready for that. Fantasy football is around the corner. ESPN is doing a Monday 24 hours of fantasy football. So, yeah. So get you ready for football season. But first, let's go into Mr. 315's, your favorite song.
There it is, baby. The best there is, best there was, best there ever will be.
Natalia
Mr.
Hart.
Mr. 315.
Natalia Hart.
No, me. Me.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Mr. 315.
There it is, baby.
Hot corner, hot tag of the week.
All right, Mr. 315, all you.
We're going to start off with Monday Night Raw. Oh. If you guys tuned into it, you had the segment with The Miz and Brock Lesnar and The Miztourage. Did you guys see that? That segment?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I actually like that. I actually kind of like that segment, man, where at the end where Paul Heyman tells Brock Lesnar to have those guys play the role of his opponents at SummerSlam in the Fatal 4-Way, and he F5'd everybody. Kind of giving everybody a little bit more hype for that match, because, I don't know, right now there's not too much steam behind it. No one's really talking about it. So what do you think?
All right. Well, we talk about every week on my show, and we talk on the wrestling show, WWE show, every week. We review Raw and SmackDown. This week, I hate cross storylines.
Okay.
When you're an IC champ and you're supposed to be going against Jason Jordan, you use The Miz and The Miztourage as some jobbers.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was like, why did they go from that? Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when you're going to the second biggest pay-per-view of the year.
Yeah.
Next to WrestleMania, SummerSlam's the second.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You use a mixed story. Why? You could use, let me see. There's jobbers in the company you could use. Let James Ellsworth take some bumps. in all seriousness, take somebody that you don't see on TV every week and say, here, you know.
And the funny thing about it, I'm thinking to myself, they'll never cross paths again.
No.
This is it.
And the poor Curtis Axel, he gets more hit bumps and you know what he actually does for WWE, right?
Yeah, you said behind he develops talent or something?
Well, no, he's pretty much the sparring partner for all the stars that come back.
Okay.
Like when The Rock comes back, he'll go travel with The Rock and train The Rock. He'll train Brock Lesnar. He'll train all these other guys. He trains a lot of people, and he's actually not too bad in the ring, but the poor guy gets dropped every single week.
I thought, first of all, being Curt Hennig's son, I thought the day after, what pay-per-view was that? Was the third match with Triple H and Brock Lesnar? Remember the pay-per-view when they had the cage match?
I want to say No Mercy?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Yeah, I can't remember. Yeah. Remember the night after the pay-per-view when Curtis Axel became a Heyman guy?
Yes.
And he beat Triple H.
He beat John Cena and Triple H in one week.
Yeah, I'm thinking to myself, okay.
Yeah.
Then ever since then.
No, he hasn't done. Nothing. He's done squash.
He is literally like the WWE flunky.
Yeah.
He's the Brooklyn Brawler.
Well, no, that's Curt Hawkins. I'm not going to say he's not Curt Hawkins where he loses every week.
Iron Mike Sharp.
Remember
him?
Yeah. No, I remember Barry Horowitz.
Barry Horowitz, another top three jobbers of all time.
Yeah.
Of all time.
Yeah, we did this one week. Barry Horowitz is my favorite jobber all time. Yeah, and he won one match. He beat the 1-2-3 kid, and he was excited.
That doesn't even count.
The best Jewish wrestler ever.
Wow, really?
Yeah, because he would come out. His music was. Let me pull it up.
I can't. He didn't have a thing. And what?
Yeah, no.
What federation did he have a theme? We had theme music because I remember him being a jobber. He'd already be in the ring before
the. Yeah, that's like
he already be in the ring.
He be in the ring, but if he got his own intro and everything,
his own intro.
Did he? Really?
Well, yeah, that's what happens once you be. Even
maybe maybe us as TV watchers didn't see it.
Yeah,
I guess you had to be in the arena for. I never.
Wow,
I never knew that.
That's what happened. And for those who are tuning in, for those who don't know who the 1-2-3 kid is, it's Six Pac from the infamous
DX, NWO.
Yeah, DX,
yeah, NWO.
Sean Waltman. Yeah.
Mr. Marijuana himself.
Yeah.
Let me go through L.A. airport with marijuana candy bars and say it's not for me. He did get cleared.
Stupid, man.
Yeah.
And one more, right. One more match on Raw I wanted to talk about was the last man standing match with Braun Strowman and Roman Reigns. And I was reading before Raw that they were going to have Roman Reigns win that match, which would have been crazy because I'm thinking the WWE doesn't do this. Roman Reigns won last week. He wins this week. And he walks out of the SummerSlam as a champ. No, that wasn't going to happen. So I kind of like the way they switched it up with Samoa Joe interfering. And, you know, of course, last man standing matches are no disqualification. So everything was legal. Choked him out. Braun Strowman wins. Now it's the setup for Roman Reigns to leave as champion now. Which I really think that's going to happen, honestly. And I like Reigns. I do.
I hate him to a default, man.
I think it's pretty much his turn now as far as carrying the title.
What do you mean his turn? He carried that title. He got the title 3 times in 1 year.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think this – but I think right now this is going to be – the long title reign he'll have, I think.
I really want to see Samoa Joe win it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like Samoa Joe.
Either Samoa Joe or Braun Strowman.
Braun Strowman, not yet. Not yet.
No, I'm fine with Strowman. Listen, this is the perfect time you don't do Strowman. To me, I think the person needs to win it. I don't think it's gonna happen, but I would love it. Is Joe to win and Paul Heyman to turn on Lesnar. All right.
Even though Lesnar might leave after WrestleMania?
He's leaving. He's going to go John Jones, man. It's happening in a year or two. It's going to happen.
Yeah, they're already building the hype between Jones and Lesnar now.
Which he should.
I mean, for John Jones, do it now while you're out of jail. So, yeah.
But, yeah, do it, man. I mean, let him go. And the thing with... I don't want to see Reigns win it again. He doesn't need the belt.
And I
know they talked about Reigns versus Lesnar at WrestleMania, but that's been a rumor for 6 months.
And
now.
I don't want to see that again either. It was a triple threat.
Yeah,
it was a triple threat.
Right, but still, nobody wants to see. He's main evented the last 3 WrestleManias.
Undertaker, Brock Lesnar.
All right, stop it. He doesn't need a main event WrestleMania every single year.
I guess they're trying to ride that he beat the Undertaker momentum. I think that's what they're trying to they're trying to ride.
But you know, me and Rock were just talking about this, man. Like the talent. Like remember when wrestling had a plethora of talent in all federations, ECW, WCW, and WWE. I just feel like there's just no talent in the WWE now.
The problem with WWE right now, there's talent, but the characters aren't developed the way they used to develop the guys. Like, I mean, charisma, everything is not like it used to be.
Some of these guys' mic skills are horrible.
Right. But you don't get them, you don't put them in the ring. You don't give them right now, it should be Finn Balor, Seth Rollins, somebody. You know, one of those guys should be champion right now. You need somebody. Seth Rollins now is made. But, Samoa Joe should be the champ, all right?
And more mic time, too.
You need to have some of these guys with the title for a little bit. Roman Reigns don't need a title. Seth Rollins don't need a title right now. Right. You need to build your group.
Right.
In like the division, the IC belt, there's no IC division really. No. You got Miz versus ever who they want to put him against.
Yep.
Tag team titles. There's really no division because you don't see every single week more than one tag team match.
Like
you
we used to the Attitude Era and even probably a little bit before that.
Well, I was watching, I watched Raw and SmackDown. I'm watching around the year 2000. Every week, you would have 12 matches on Raw, and they would go about 5 minutes. Now the matches go about 20 minutes, and there's only like eight.
And they're so long and like boring, where you need that fake storyline. Like you need that gimmick to push the match, and it's just. I don't know, man. Hopefully, WWE can get develop some more talent, man. Like AJ, even with AJ Styles coming in, AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, those guys coming in from TNA to liven things up, it's just still not enough.
Well, they need to develop the characters.
Yeah.
I mean, because the talent's there. Mm-hmm. Like, AJ Styles and Kevin Owens is killing it, I think.
I think they got a bunch of talent, man. Like I was, for instance, sorry to cut you off.
No, you're fine.
But, for instance, watching SmackDown, the whole John Cena, Baron Corbin segment. I'm looking like, man, Baron Corbin could be, like, a great heel. A great heel champion.
He should be
horrible on the microphone.
Yeah, he's
my God. I'm like and you're talking to one of the best on the microphone in John Cena.
Yeah.
So it's like John Cena carried that whole segment, man. I mean, my goodness. I mean, I know how you feel about Cena.
Listen, personally, he is one of the greatest guys in the world. I mean, for everything he does outside of wrestling.
But he carried that.
And what he does in wrestling, I like John Cena. I just wish they would turn heel at one time or another because it would have added more interest.
I know.
And not the same thing.
The only wrestler of all time who I think who can never turn heel was John Cena. I can't even see it.
But he started as a heel.
Thuganomics.
That was a heel.
He started off as the flunky.
Started off as a heel but was getting the face pop.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But people love that. Yeah. People still love it to this day, more than what they see now.
And that's what we're in now. We're in the heels getting face pops.
That's what I was getting ready to say, too, is like, somebody asked me yesterday on the show, who is the face in the world title match in the four-way?
Exactly.
I was like, all of them are really faces.
All of them are faces.
Actually, the face is the heel, which is Roman Reigns.
Right.
Everybody hates him.
Right.
And going back to what you said about John Cena, I was telling somebody this, like John Cena was just like the Floyd Mayweather of the Attitude Era. He just went under the radar. And as everybody retired, he kind of moved on up. Randy Orton.
Him and Orton and Edge.
Yeah, him, Randy Orton, Edge.
That was kind of that class.
So now it's like.
Oh, Lesnar too.
Lesnar.
Did he beat Kurt Angle in his first match on SmackDown? John Cena?
But see, Lesnar was like back and forth. One thing about Cena for like the past decade, Cena has been like one of the most consistent faces of wrestling that you can automatically recognize. Like he's like Hogan-like.
That's what I was going to say. He's actually the Hogan of this era. Yeah. Where he's the ultimate face.
Where it took damn near 30 years for Hogan to become a heel. You know what I'm saying? Because even when I was watching Hogan, I was like, he could never be a bad guy. Never.
Yeah.
But it took him going to WCW. That was one of the biggest, craziest heel turns I've ever seen in my life. Not going off subject, but that was the craziest heel turn I've ever seen.
But wrestling has evolved. It's been 20 years, I think it's evolved. 10 years ago, it evolved into a heel wrestling promotion.
Yeah.
Right.
Where everybody loves the heel.
Yep.
If you can be a good heel, you're getting over anytime, anywhere.
Right.
CM Punk is the perfect example.
Oh, man.
I mean, he was a heel, but man,
everybody loved him.
Yeah.
Especially the night on Raw when they turned his mic off.
Yeah.
The stuff he was saying, I'm sitting watching that like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Was this in the script? Was it?
No.
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't even in the script when he was
heel. He needs to come back.
Yeah, somebody asked me yesterday, do I think he comes back? And I told him no. It will be like a Ultimate Warrior type thing where it will be 10, 15, 20 years before he comes back.
And finally makes amends.
Yeah.
Because it's
I mean, he's so bitter. He is so bitter about it. When he does interviews and stuff,
I've seen the
shoots. Dude, come on.
Yep. Yep.
To me, I went from really disliking WWE for it to disliking him personally. Because I like all those people that really, all the fans that really like him, he's kind of like, eh, whatever. You know, when you're in this business, you can't really just say, all right, F you, and walk away. Yep. I mean, wrestling's one of those things, man. If you make enemies, you make enemies for life.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, man. That is true.
When I'm on YouTube looking at all these shoot interviews, like we were talking last week. I can't believe how many people hate Triple H.
Which just kills me, because if it wasn't for him, you wouldn't have NXT. You look at his interviews for the last 20 years, his promos, still the best promos when he's there. The best storyline, and people dog him.
Yeah, he gets it by everyone.
He shovels everybody. What? Oh, come on. Stop it.
But because we were so used to seeing Triple H in that light. He was in the same class as The Rock, Stone Cold, Triple H. Oh, who else? In that attitude.
Undertaker,
Kane.
Yeah.
So when you Angle. Talk, yeah, when
that was
you,
a great era, man.
When you talk about that, it's just to see where he was in the Attitude Era to what he's doing now is just like.
I think it's more that people don't like it because he married the boss's daughter. Yeah, anybody that marries the boss's daughter or son or whatever, people don't like it because they think they skipped the line.
Yeah. Well, to his defense, the original husband, Test, he died.
Yeah.
So.
but they weren't married.
No. They weren't. Yeah. They weren't really married together or anything.
Yeah. That was just part of the script.
That was Randy Savage.
Yeah.
All
right. Oh, yeah. That's another story for another day.
Yeah,
right
we'll
there.
Talk about that.
Yeah, I heard those stories. Yeah.
Do you have any other wrestling?
And one more before we go. SmackDown just wanted to talk about give a shout out to Randy Orton for getting his revenge on the modern day Maharaja.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
It didn't.
You just had your champ lose. That's another mixing storyline that I hate. The only reason they had that match is Randy Orton looked good and then Rusev kicked him in the face.
Right. That's right.
That makes no sense.
Because I saw the match, I was like, okay, maybe they're just trying to have it to where Randy Orton still looks a little strong against Mahal just to get his little revenge after the Punjabi prison. Yeah.
Do you know when we'll get to see Nakamura and Mahal in the ring together? Next week on SmackDown,
five days away from SummerSlam.
Yeah. Like,
that's like you talked about earlier.
You know, that is the problem with wrestling right now is you don't develop these storylines. You wait, all right, a week before, bam. But there are certain storylines like Enzo and Kaz, you're going to carry on for a month and a half, 2 months. It makes no sense.
And with Nakamura and Mahal, they'll have their thing next week, have their match at SummerSlam. That'll be it.
That is so boring.
And that's going to be it.
Nakamura is going to win, too.
And then he's going to lose because Corbin's going to cash in.
Yeah, he'll cash in. Hopefully. At SummerSlam. He should.
Hopefully.
But, God, he's terrible on the mic, man. He's
better than Nakamura. And Mahal on the mic.
You think he's better than Mahal?
Yeah.
I just like Mahal because he cheats.
You got to have that cheater.
Mm-hmm. Look at Seth Rollins.
Hey.
With his first title run.
Yeah. Hey, that's the reason he's the best.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move on to some sports news. I know everybody's dying for that. Thank you for the wrestling this week. We got some hot sauce stuff to talk about. Doc Rivers loses front office role with the Clippers. Lawrence Frank to oversee basketball ops. Did they do the right thing finally by making Rivers step aside as GM?
Yep.
You said the key word, finally. That should have happened years ago.
One step closer to firing him.
I never get why the coach has to have GM, especially NBA. NBA is the one you can't do it.
You know, remember, I'm a Pistons fan. I wish Stan Van Gundy would get relieved of his duties, too.
He's
one step away from getting fired.
Schottenheimer, Dan Reeves, one of them doing it at one time?
Dan Reeves, I think.
Bill Parcells.
Bill Parcells could do it, though.
That has to be the hardest job in the world, too.
But basketball, you just can't do it, man.
Honestly, Belichick do it, doesn't
it? And especially what Doc was doing while he was the GM.
Yeah, keeping his son.
Seriously, because he didn't fill a need that they had. They needed a three. It was like 2 years ago, they needed a three. And he wouldn't get his son.
I know, that whole Carmelo thing was the problem. Not trading Rivers
for Carmelo. And he didn't pull the trigger on that, the trade deadline.
Yeah.
Where you could have gotten Melo by not – and still keep Blake Griffin, Chris Paul, and DeAndre Jordan.
Right.
But your son was involved in the trade, and you didn't – he better ball out this year.
Who?
Austin Rivers. He better.
Man, let me – I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Austin Rivers is trash.
He better. Because –
yeah, boy. He's going to be unemployed right along with his dad.
And he's paid, too. His pops paid him, too.
That's true.
That's love, man.
Yeah, this should have been happening a long time ago. Mm-hmm. You can't do it in basketball. I'm trying to think the last person that did it well in basketball.
Larry Bird?
I want to say Phil.
No, Phil never.
Larry Bird was...
Made the decision with Chicago. That was all Reinsdorf and
Gross. Yeah, that was Reinsdorf. But no, Larry Bird was...
Wasn't Larry Bird?
He was the president the whole time, though. It was him and Donnie Walsh.
But I'm talking when he was coaching.
Oh, when he was coaching.
Coaching. Yeah.
Was he just coaching, or was he doing both?
Jerry Sloan. Because I thought he was both. He was the GM and coach, I thought, at the time. Utah.
I don't remember Jerry.
I don't want to say Popovich either.
No.
Popovich came from upstairs to coach. The year before they drafted Tim Duncan. Because remember, Popovich was the GM.
That's true.
Right.
Brian Hill was the coach. And when they found out they got the number one pick, Brian Hill was like, I'll coach this team now.
I got it. Brian Hill. There you go. People in Orlando love him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. NBA sends memo teams outlining schedule changes to build rest into travel. Does this help the players taking games off?
The LeBron rule?
Oh, yeah. Little LeBron rule.
We talked a bit about this during the season. I was not a fan of stars sitting on the road games. If you're going to sit at home. Your home fans got 41 times to see you. That kid out west who paid his ticket in Memphis or Utah or Denver who waited since the end of summer to see the Cleveland Cavaliers and LeBron or Steph Curry Cleveland and LeBron come and LeBron sits.
Yeah.
That's the only time you're ever going to see him.
Yep.
If you're going to sit at home or sit on in your conference.
Man. Play. The greats played. You never hear Michael Jordan talk about, I'm tired. I'm sick. If he wasn't injured, he played.
I've said it on the show before. Mark Jackson actually complained he didn't play 82 games because the coach sit him for one of his games in New York.
Yeah.
Pat Riley said, you don't sit for game 82, I guess.
Yeah, that was unheard
of. And he's like, no, I'm playing.
Yeah.
But some players take responsibility of like, hey, I'm playing. Who does it now? John Wall. John Wall's like, I'm playing every game.
You heard Allen Iverson when all this was going on. Allen Iverson said, if a coach tried to sit me, it'd be a problem.
Yeah.
It would be a problem. I mean, that's why – and like I said, I mean, we're at a different time. But when you're a superstar like LeBron, man, you have to – one of the responsibilities – because LeBron's box office. You got to live with that responsibility of being box office.
Well, what killed me last year is the Brooklyn Nets, right? Your team with the hat. The Nets set Jeremy Lin and like three other players at the end of the season.
Yeah.
The world y'all are playing for.
Mm-hmm.
Makes no sense.
Yeah.
When you do stuff like that, it gives opportunities – to like guys that they call up from the D League and those bench players to really prove themselves. Because I know the Phoenix Suns did the same thing with Eric Bledsoe, letting Tyler Ulis play. And now that kind of like puts, you know, that kind of hurts Bledsoe. Now in this situation, like, yo, you know, we can live with Euless. Let's you know, it kicks some guys out the door, and I hope they get rid of Bledsoe.
Yeah.
If you're a superstar, you get paid to play, like, and as a fan, I got to go to work every day. So, yeah, go to work.
Like I said, easy as that. If you're going to sit at home. Sit at home.
I'm okay they did a schedule. They did less back-to-back games and more weekend games on Saturday and Sunday. Yeah. Which is fine, but, I mean, you still need to play. I mean, come on. Unless you're really injured. LeBron, yeah. I get a little bit more because he's been playing NBA since 19, but still, you need to play when you go on the road.
Yeah. Or just send a memo out before everybody, like, hey, look, I'm sitting the next game.
Well, we talked about it last year.
And give people their refund.
Well, like last year, we talked what the team should do is look at the schedule and say, all right, before the season officially starts, LeBron's sitting this game September 5th when he goes to Charlotte.
Yep, let the ticket holder
know. And then let the people buying the tickets. LeBron will not be playing. Kyrie won't be playing. My thing that bothers me is LeBron, Kyrie, and Kevin Love sit.
All three, yeah.
And Kevin Love came back from injury.
He came back from
injury. And what in the world he's sitting down for?
He came back for one game and sat the next.
Right. It makes no sense. You know, all three of them sit down.
Yeah.
All right. NFL hiring full-time refs this season.
I think that's all right. The NFL got a plethora of problems, so.
Well, the NFL, it's about time you hire full-time people. These should be full-time people that do this every year that can work on the skills. Look at basketball. NBA has I haven't really seen officiating problems in NBA usually.
No, I don't really see that with the NBA. NFL, yeah. It'll help the NFL out a whole lot more. Definitely.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, they yeah. But the officiating in the NFL has been bad for the last few. Going back to the
go ahead.
I'm not gonna go there just yet.
The catch game.
All right. But before that, the Seattle Green Bay game.
Yep.
Yeah.
Was it the Hail Mary?
The Hail Mary.
Yeah. It's calls like that. And you think Dez caught? Y'all think Dez caught that?
He caught it. It was a catch.
He caught it.
Against the rules of the NFL, it wasn't a catch, but he caught it.
He caught it. They did the same thing with Calvin Johnson.
Yep. In Chicago. Yeah, by the letter of the law, it was a catch, but yeah. I remember that. The back of the end zone catch, yeah. He was out of bounds, though, but anyway.
Yep. All right. You know, I don't know if y'all heard what Josh Rosen said, UCLA quarterback,
yes,
this week.
Yes, I did.
He said, look, football and school don't go together. Trying to do both is like trying to do full-time jobs.
And he said,
if you raise the
SAT scores, would Alabama even have a team?
Right. Go look at Alabama and see what team they would have.
I just hope Alabama doesn't play UCLA no time soon.
Of course, they won't. There'll be no way in hell they'll ever cross paths. UCLA won't even come out there on conference. So, I mean,
does he have a point? I mean, we talked about on your show about college athletes getting paid and stuff.
Do y'all think they should get paid?
College trust fund.
Yeah.
Because I've always been on board with that. College players get paid. I've always been on board with that.
I'm not, because to a point, I think college trust fund, that way when they get done with college, they can go into it. Because during the – I mean, how you gonna stop? It's like open Pandora's box. You know, the swim team at Nebraska is better than the football team. Do they get paid more than the football team?
Right. There'll have to be a way to,
yeah,
to work that out somehow. But I get that point. But, man. I don't know. I just always been.
And some, like, of the players get paid, not to cut you off, but players get paid. They get, it's very low. It's 20 hours a week.
I think about, I'm going to throw anybody. Oh, we'll go to your boys, NC State. Like Dennis Smith Jr. last year. What number was he for NC State?
Number four.
Okay, number four.
Yeah.
He's in the mall shopping. He goes into a sports store. He sees an NC State jersey hanging up on the rack. NC State number four. Shit, that's me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, can I get a piece of that? Can I get a piece of that sale of each jersey?
Does it have his name on the back?
No, it doesn't have his name then on the back. But
you don't know.
But we know who NC State 4 is.
Well, it's like that's the reason college never really put the names on the back,
right?
You know, they want you to buy so the players. You know,
I put it like this: if I'm the player and I'm making sure I'm keeping your job
and making the university money. A lot of money.
I'm not even talking about universities. I can barely get $100, but you're getting paid millions.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Nick Saban, perfect example. Yeah.
Calipari.
I mean, an allowance or something.
Well, that's what I said. Like,
we came up with
50 bucks a week, 100 a week.
Like, college... And we're not going to all sit up here and say college players don't get paid. It's just not out in the forefront
right. As
of yet.
It's not legal.
Yeah, right, right. I'm pretty sure, and for those who are listening, you've gotten some piece of money mysteriously somewhere, whether it was in your extra pair of shoes or your gym bag or whatever. So it's just, I just think they just need to just come out in the open with it, pay them, come up with something, and just it will really encourage more players to either stay in school or come to college.
Right. I mean, because like you can't tell me like the movie Blue Chips is not happening.
Oh, that's right. that was a perfect example of what goes on.
Come on, we know better than that. But
he got game.
Yeah,
same thing.
That's another game.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, do something. I mean, something's got to be worked out. I agree. Like, Alabama made, what did I say the other day, $10 million off the football team.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're helping you make all this money. But also, when they go to these bowl games and different stuff, they're getting a lot of stuff, too, that we don't talk about. You know, I know if you go to Rose Bowl one year, they give you all the players' Xbox Ones. I mean, didn't matter who you are. You're getting a bunch of side benefits as well.
Yeah.
That no one talks about.
True. Which
you get shoes. Really great shoes when you're a basketball team. You're getting shoes from everybody.
Yeah. But after a while, man, you just want a couple dollars, man.
Take your girlfriend out to the movies or something.
Shoot, come on, man. Some of these guys go out. They all right, yeah, go on in. You good?
Yeah, true. But you got to be the star. If you're just like the guy sitting next to the water bucket,
yeah.
Hey, man, get full price, man.
Like going, and that's another thing. How you the money between the best player and the water boy guy on the team? Yeah. How you gonna differentiate the money you give them these players?
It's gonna have to be worked out. Yeah, like I said, somehow, some way, like you said, the swim team at Nebraska is better than the football team at Chapel Hill. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. How they? Yeah,
I mean NC State football team ain't getting paid as Florida State football team. But our bass fishing is getting paid more than their bass fishing.
Right.
I mean, how you
celebrate? It has to be a way to work. I mean, there has to be a way.
It's just got to have like different incentives. That's how you. I don't know how you do it.
Because, like I said, I've always been an advocate for that, man. Give them something. But like I said, the other outside benefits they get kind of make up for it, I guess. But like you said, I might want a couple dollars in my pocket too every now and then.
Yeah, to make you feel good.
But you're also dealing with the most crooked sports foundation
in the
world. Oh, yeah. NCAA is as crooked as anybody. FIFA is the only other one.
It maybe would cut down on some of these allegations that we hear about every year about taking improper benefits and things like that.
And they're getting strippers, dude. Come on.
Yeah, Louisville.
I mean, Louisville's getting... I mean, come on.
Pimp Tino.
Yeah, Pimp Tino. Pimp Tino in full effect.
Pimp Tino.
All right, moving on. But no, something does got to be done. I want to get you guys' opinions. The Undefeated came out with their top 50 black athletes of all time. Tiger isn't on the list.
As he shouldn't be.
Bill Russell is 37th. All right, I want you to explain why Tiger should not be on the list.
For top black athletes?
Yes.
Because he never claims he's black. That's why. That's my number one reason.
He doesn't claim he's black.
No. No.
You know what?
For years, Tiger Woods said, I'm with it. Caucasian, what does he say?
I'm from, you know, I'm he's part never, Thailand.
He's never said, he never claimed to be black. So, as far as him being on the list, no, hell no.
It's tough for him to not have him on there, but I agree. For years, he claimed that he wasn't with the African-American community and stuff like that. Now he gets into this trouble.
What did they circle in the police report? Black.
Yeah. So.
He got that little wake-up call right there.
I don't know. You know, the black delegation is already dealing with that with OJ.
Oh, we've already traded OJ. We've already traded OJ.
The thing I understand with Tiger, though, is but everybody else says he's black.
Yeah.
Everybody says he's black.
And he's never said it. He's like, no.
But the black community says he's black.
No.
Because it's a stupid statement.
We've never accepted Tiger Woods as black.
All right.
We never have. Because he said he wasn't. So I was like, okay. But when you get in trouble, you're black. As we saw with that DUI.
Yeah.
They made no mistake of circling black.
Yeah. Because we seen the, you know, when you get like the other applications and they say other ethnicities, and that was nowhere near circling.
Well, this list was by overall rate, dominance, impact on society, and inspiration.
And honestly, I never got a chance to look at it.
All right, well, let's go over it. Michael Jordan is number one.
Is he?
Jackie Robinson, number two. Muhammad Ali, three. Willie Mays, four. Jesse Owens, five. Serena Williams, six. Hank Aaron, seven. Simone Biles, eight. Gabby Douglas, eight, nine.
They got them in top ten, both of them in top ten?
That's ridiculous. Jerry Rice, 10. Magic Johnson, 11. Walter Payton, 12. What? Yeah. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, 13th.
Wow.
Usain Bolt, 14th. Venus Williams, 15th.
Can I stop you right
there? Yeah, go ahead.
Jesse Owens should be
number one. Ranked
hot. Yeah, I think, yeah.
Jesse Owens, yeah. I mean, yes. Muhammad Ali, Jackie Robinson, though, has to be top two.
You're right. Yeah, that's true.
You got to go with that one.
They shouldn't even done this list.
But Jesse Owens.
Gabby Douglas and Simone Biles.
Over Kareem? And Walter Payton?
You don't forget them in 2 years when they stopped, you know, doing what.
Over Kareem and Walter Payton?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, I'm not done yet. Shaquille O'Neal, 16th. Dr. J, 17th. Satchel Paige, 18th. Satchel Paige.
He should be top 10 also.
You know what it tells me?
Mm-hmm.
People that are not knowing
educated.
The past.
Oh, right.
Not
and that's,
educated.
And that's why I said Jesse Owens. My Lord.
How do you not know who?
Not educated, man.
Emmitt Smith, 19. Gale Sayers, 20. Wilma Rudolph, 21st.
No, I wouldn't have done that.
Pelé, 22nd.
I wouldn't have done that
for
either.
For soccer?
I wouldn't have done that either, man.
What he's done for soccer, you know?
Joe Louis, not just that. Didn't he have, when he was playing soccer, he was in trouble for
taking a political stance.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bo Jackson, 25th. Wilt Chamberlain, 26th. Jackie Jordan Kersley, 27th. Steph Curry, 28th.
Oh, Steph Curry's on the list?
What the heck is Steph Curry doing on the list? What has he done outside of the community? Can someone explain to me what inspiration or impact
somebody
on society?
Somebody from my generation put him on there, man.
And at least if you're going to put Steph Curry, not yet.
Hold on a second. LeBron James, 29. Mm. Jim Brown, 30.
Mm.
You got Steph Curry before Jim Brown.
That's how come you don't come up with lists like that.
Like I said, you
man.
Got Simone Biles and Gabby Douglas before Kareem or Walter Payton.
Michael Johnson, 31st. Carl Lewis, 32nd. Florence Griffith Joyner, 33rd. Oh, this is a lot of Olympic athletes.
Yeah, a lot
of
Olympic,
Herschel Walker, 34th. George Foreman, 35th. Bill Russell, 36th. And he played in Boston.
The greatest champion in sports.
Well, I think one of the greatest impact on society ever,
too.
Because he went
to Boston. A black man playing in Boston in the 60s.
Where they booed him and everything else.
Yep.
And he won 10 NBA titles for them.
I saw that documentary on HBO about
that's
that.
Sad. Mm-hmm. Ken Griffey Jr., 37. By the way, one of the best 30 for 30s was the Lakers and Celtics.
Still haven't seen it. I'm tripping.
If you haven't, you got to see it. I saw the first one. I got to watch next two. Arthur Ashe, 38. Ray Robinson, 39. Mm. Roberto Clemente, 40th.
Mm.
Wait a minute. Don't they have a Roberto Clemente Day throughout all of baseball?
Yeah. Yep.
Ernie Banks, 41st. Larry Fitzgerald, 42nd. Reggie Jackson, 43rd. Barry Sanders, 44th. Joe Frazier, 45th.
That's crazy.
David Robinson, 46th. Derek Jeter, 47th. Earl Campbell, 48th. Your Isaiah Thomas, 49th.
49th?
And Tim Duncan, 50th. That's your top.
I'm glad he's on there. I'm glad.
Who, Isaiah?
I'm glad Isaiah's on there.
Uneducated, man.
That's just...
Especially with the girls in the top 10. If I had to switch around, I'd
have switched it up. Jackie Joyner Kersee belongs in the top 15.
Well, if you look at dominance, because they got dominance, impact on society, and inspiration. Number one is Michael Jordan dominance. Muhammad Ali, Serena Williams third.
But they have Bill Russell at 37.
Yep. Where's Bill Russell in dominance? He is, this is crazy. He's not even top 10. He's 38th in dominance. And he had 10 NBA titles.
The finals MVP is named after the man. But he's not dominant?
That's crazy.
Stop it, man. Go to something else, man.
Impact on society, Jackie Robinson, Willie Mays. Simone Biles is 6th and 7th in Gabby Douglas in impact on society. What have they done?
Other than encourage girls to.
In the comments, she was the backlash she got.
Where
they were saying she had a nappy head and stuff like that.
Like I can understand that, but they've been saying that about Venus and Serena for like God knows how long.
Venus and Serena kind of got that coming up, but they were saying they were getting on Gabby Douglas real bad about that.
Inspirational, Bill Russell's 34th. All right, we got to move on. That's crazy.
Like you said, you're comparing with Bill Russell playing being a black athlete playing a boss in the 60s. Hell, Jesse Owens.
Jesse Owens. Yeah, no.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy. All right.
He competed in front of Hitler. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know.
Oh, boy.
All right, I'll move on. I wanted to know what y'all thought of that, but let's move on because
uneducated,
that's
crazy. Man.
That's crazy. The last thing real fast.
Millennials.
Yeah. Should Jimmy Johnson be in the Dallas Cowboys Ring of Honor?
Of course.
Should he be in the Hall of Fame?
We talked about that. I think Jerry, stop playing and put him in the Ring of Honor, please. My Lord. Jimmy Johnson, the best thing that ever happened to the Cowboys.
Should he be in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Yes.
By far, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, I was watching today the 30 for 30. Yeah, watching Schellenberger and then Jimmy Johnson, how he changed Miami.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's such a short time. He's got 80 wins in that short time mm-hmm. with Dallas. No, 80 wins with Dallas. And I forgot how many 5 years in Miami. It's one national title.
One national title.
And they lost eight games in 5 years. And he lost 5 games in the first year. That tells you how good he was. All right. But, no, he should be in both. Ring of Honor and Hall of Fame. The impact he's made.
Shoot. What?
How many did he win as a coach with Dallas? Three?
He technically won two, but the third one instead of Barry.
Yeah, that was his. That's Jimmy's two.
No, I know.
That's definitely Jimmy's
two. I keep forgetting Barry Switzer was a coach.
Yeah. Well, trust me, we all try to forget. We all try to forget.
Oh, the coach for Dallas? Yeah.
Yeah. We all know it was Jimmy.
Yeah, it was Jimmy's. Yeah,
that was Jimmy's team. Yeah.
All right. When we come back from break, we will go into our local sports PGA championship. We got to talk about a little bit. We got fantasy football. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Charlotte Carolina Panthers had a preseason game last night. We'll address that a little bit.
Woo!
And I know it's a barn burner. And we got B3's going to call in with his dummies of the week. You're listening to BSS Carolinas.